Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Arcana Celestia, number 1414. Because the subject here in the Abram story is the Lord, these words contain more arcana than anyone can possibly conceive and make known. For here, in the internal sense, is meant the Lord's first state after he had been born. Because that state is a very deep arcanum, any intelligible explanation of it is hardly possible. Let it simply be said that he was like any other human being, except that he was conceived from Yehovah, yet born of a woman who was a virgin, and that by birth from the virgin woman, he took on all the weaknesses that are common to all. These weaknesses are bodily, and it is said of them in this verse that he was to depart from them in order that celestial and spiritual things might be presented for him to see. There are two heredities that are born together in a human being, one from the father, the other from the mother. The Lord's heredity from the father was divine, but his heredity from the mother was human and weak. This weakness that a person derives by heredity from the mother is something bodily that is dispelled when he is being regenerated, whereas that which he takes on from the father remains forever. But the Lord's heredity from Yehovah was divine, as has been stated. A further arcanum is that the Lord's human also was made divine. In him alone there was a correspondence of all things of the body with the divine. This was a most perfect correspondence, infinitely perfect, and from it there resulted a union of bodily things with divine celestial things and of sensory things with divine spiritual things. Thus he became the perfect man and the only man. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.